Blog Talk Radio.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Well, I'm singing glory to His name, righteous name. Glory to His name, righteous name. Down to my heart was the breath applied. Glory to His name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Can thy poor soul at the Savior's feet plunge in today and be made complete. Singing glory to His name. Well, I'm singing glory to His name, righteous name. Glory to His name, righteous name. Now to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me in. Glory to His name. Well, I'm singing glory to His name, righteous name. Glory to His name, righteous name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Well, I'm singing glory to His name, righteous name. Glory to His name, righteous name. There to my heart was a blood applied. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. I bring greetings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ once again today.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Because He is
so good to us. He is better to us than we are to ourselves. Lord has watched over us as we journey down here in this world. And I want to give him the honor that's due to him today.
Yeah, yeah.
Because his words there are my heart. Because he sits high and he looks low.
Yes, yes.
He rules over heaven and he also rules the earth. Anything that I ask in his name, he is right there to give it to me.
Mm.
And I got to give him all because he gives me my health and my strength.
Yes, yes.
My goings yes. and my comings. My lying downs and my uprise.
Yes.
He is worthy. His word is so worthy. And there is no other one that is worthy like he is worthy because he's God all by himself.
Yes.
He don't need me. He don't need you because he's God all by himself. He can make it all by himself. But I give him the honor because he stands by me. He walks with me, talks with me. He guides me along this pilgrim journey. And I want to give him the honor right now because he's worthy. He's so worthy of my honor.
Yes,
if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't honor him enough.
Yes, Lord,
but
yes.
he's worthy
yes,
because
yes,
he feeds yes. me when I'm hungry. Yes, he gives me water when I'm thirsty. He even gives me, Lord, what I need. What I need, he got it right there for me. And I got to honor him. I want to give honor to Apostle today, too, because she still stands in need of that honor because what she's doing here on this radio station. Through the help of the Holy Spirit, she allows this station to keep on keeping on, day after day, week after week. And I want to just give her honor and thank her for what she is doing to help these people that is out here in the radio land that need to hear a word from the Lord. I want to just thank her right now. Because she is worthy of all of my thanks right now. And Lord, I want to just thank my wife for coming and being with me time and time again on this station. Thank her because she don't have to do it, but she takes time out to do it anyhow. It's a blessing to have someone to stand with you in a time like these. And I want to thank her. I want to thank her so much because she is worthy of my thanks. She's worthy even to be honored because she comes boldly to the throne of grace. And I just want to thank her for being here with me at a time like this. I want to thank those that's out here in radio land
yes.
that every day or the week that they are listening to this program. I want to thank them because they open up their ears and open up their houses so that they can hear God speak through his servant.
Yes.
I want to thank those that come on this station day after day and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ
yes.
and deliver it to those in radio land. Thank them right now because this job is not as easy as you think because sometimes we got other jobs that we work on, but we put aside all that tardiness and come and press for that high mark or the high calling of Jesus Christ to do his will. And I want to thank each and every one of you
yes.
because it is not our will
yes.
that it shall be done. It is God's will
yes,
that it shall be done.
Yes,
he leads us and guides us. And it's a blessing to even be led and guided by someone like him.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, I just want to thank him. Thank all of you. Just keep your hands in his hands, and everything is going to be all right. At this time, my wife's going to come and going to share with you what God will lay on our heart to do at this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, blessings, blessings, blessings to each and every one that's here on the line, hallelujah. Blessings to you, hallelujah, and to your family, Lord God. Lord God, we just want to thank you. We just want to praise you. We just want to honor you, Lord God, for who you are, Lord Jesus. This author's glory, hallelujah. Glory to his name, that precious name. That precious name of Jesus.
Yes.
Not only is it precious, but it's a powerful, the powerful name of Jesus. There's power in that name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. To his name. Hallelujah. His precious name. His powerful name, Lord God. We just lift you up, Lord God. We just honor you, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord God. We thank you for your grace, Lord God. We thank you for your grace, Lord God. Because of your grace, hallelujah, we are here, Lord God. Because of your grace, Lord God, we are alive, Lord Jesus. Because of your grace, Lord God, we live and move and have our being, Lord God. Because of your grace, hallelujah. Because of your grace, Lord God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise, Lord God, because of your grace, your mercy. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you for being so compassionate, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, what is little, you make it a lot, Lord God. Lord Jesus, when we're in the wilderness, Lord God, you are there, Lord God. You are there even in our wilderness, Lord God. You lead us. You protect us. You guide us, Lord God.
Yeah.
You are our fortress, hallelujah, our refuge, Lord God. And you, Lord God, who we will trust, Lord God. You are our rock of salvation, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are our cornerstone, Lord God.
Yeah.
Lord God, you are our protector, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your goodness, Lord God. We thank you. You said, come and taste how good you are, Lord God. We know, Lord God, you are good, Lord God. You are sweeter, Lord God. You are sweeter than a honeycomb, Lord God. And we praise you, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord God. We just thank you for many, many things, Lord God. I just can go on and on and on because you're just that good, Lord God. You're just that good, Lord God.
Lord Jesus.
And we seek you right now, Lord God. We seek you right now, Lord God. We seek your presence, Lord God. We seek your presence, Lord God. We long for your presence, Lord Jesus. We long for your presence, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Because in your presence, hallelujah, there's joy. Hallelujah. In your presence, Lord God, there's peace. Hallelujah. In your presence, Lord God, there's healing, Lord God. In your presence, Lord God, there's deliverance, Lord Jesus. We seek your presence, Lord God. We seek you, Lord Jesus. We speak, hallelujah, we speak you, Lord God, right now, Lord God. You said them that have an ear, Lord God, let them hear, let them understand, Lord God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, oh, glory. You're an awesome God. You're an awesome God. You're an amazing God. And, Lord God, as the man of God, come, Lord God, let the people of God, let the people on the radio station have an ear to hear, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And may they apply it, Lord God. May they apply it to their heart, their mind, hallelujah, hallelujah. May it transform their mind, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God. Lord God, Holy Spirit, you just have your way, Holy Spirit. You just have your way, Lord God. We just move ourselves right on out the way, hallelujah, so you can have your way, so you can do what you do best in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we love you. We magnify you. We adore you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Lord God.
Amen.
Our glory.
Amen.
Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah. We be reading Revelation, the 22nd chapter. Revelation, 22nd chapter, starting at the 12th verse. starting at the 12th verse. And it reads, "And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandment, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are doves and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and adulterers, and whoever loves and practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angels to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star." Verse 17. "And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely." Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen, amen,
hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus.
I want to thank my wife for that prayer and reading of God's word. It is so good to be back again today here in your midst, because God is surely good, because he watched over us last night while we lied in our beds and slept.
Yes.
He dispatched his angels around us.
Yes, he did.
And he gave us another chance to get up this morning and find that the blood was still running warm in our veins.
Yes.
And I stopped by here just a little while today to share with you a little of what God is sharing with me to speak to you all this day. And I'm going to be coming from the 22nd chapter, Revelations. And I'm just going to use the 17th verse. The 17th verse reads, "And the Spirit and the bride said, come, and let him who hears say, come.
Mm-hmm.
And let him who thirsts come.
Uh-huh.
Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely."
Amen.
I'm going to use for a subject or theme or thought, the Holy Spirit invites you. You see, we are living in a time that the time is near. The time is coming where Jesus is going to come back looking for a church without a spot or a wrinkle.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "I'm going to come quickly." So we don't have no time to fool around and wait on getting our hearts right with him,
no,
because the night is going to come.
Come on.
When no man going to be able to work. My Bible teaches me that there shall be no light. Where when he come and you see up beyond the world that he is already gone, we going to be in the dark if we don't get our houses right. And I know that he's coming like a thief in the night.
He's coming quickly.
He's coming when we are unaware. And if we are not right, we're going to be lost on this journey.
Yes, Lord.
But before I get into the message, I'm going to just, most holy God, our heavenly Father, our God that sits high and God that looks low, I come once again, Lord, to acknowledge you. Lord, because I can't do anything without you. Lord, I ask you that you would lead and guide me in the way that you would have me to go right now. Lord, pick me up where I have fallen down and say to me where I'm weak. Give me a word here for your people. Lead me in a way, Lord, that is a plain path of righteousness. Guide me, Lord, as I go through your word right now. Lord, I pray, Lord, that it would fall on listening ears and somebody would come crying. What must I do to be saved?
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, I thank you now. I thank you for allowing me to be able to be here behind your secret desk. Use me, Lord, and use me to your will. And Lord, I pray that you use me, use all of me.
Yes.
Where that those that's out here in radio land will understand that you are speaking through your servant. Guide me now, Lord. Guide me through your word.
Yes.
And as you guide me through your word, let everything be done to your glory,
yes,
and to your honor. And hide me behind your cross now, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight.
Yes, Lord.
O Lord, my strength and redeemer forevermore. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And for your sake, I ask it all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I invite you to take notes here. My subject or theme or thought or title today is the Holy Spirit invites you. You see, the Holy Spirit invites you to come and feast at his table right now. Because the Holy Spirit is what leads us and guides us.
Yes, he does.
That's why when Jesus says, if I stand at the door of your heart and knock, if any man hear my knock and open up the door and let me come in, I will sit with him and he will be with me. See, Jesus is not a thief and not a robber. Jesus don't break down doors to come in. He gives us opportunities to allow him to come in because we got to use our own mind if we want him there or not. But the Holy Spirit here is inviting you to come. Spirit and the bride said, listen, come and let him who hears say, come, and let him who is thirsty come, let him who desires take the water of life without a price. Lord have mercy. We don't have to go spend no money. It's not going to cost us a dime to allow the Holy Spirit to come. Humanity's greatest need is to know God through faith in Jesus Christ. To know God through faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in the one
that come down through 42 generations. Save the world from the sin. We need to know him for ourselves. It's all right to serve him, but we need a relationship with him. And to know him for ourselves, not for our sisters or our brothers, but for ourselves and this relationship with him. Because he is our deepest spiritual being. Because our deepest need is spiritual. You see here, God, first of all, sent his son to what? To die on a cross to show his love. For who? For us. And not only that, he didn't only show his love on the cross, he also conquered death that he might demonstrate to us the reality of eternal life. You see, eternal life through him. Because why do we have this eternal life? Because he went down into Job's boy's tomb. Stayed there 3 long days. And when he stayed there, he took the keys of hell and the grave. He resurrected from the grave. So that gave us a chance to be resurrected because he took away the sting of death. He had victory over the grave. So that gives us an opportunity so that when we go down from this place, we will get up by resurrection because our soul is not going to be buried down there with our corpse. Our soul is going to be resurrected up to God where Jesus is. And it's going to be there waiting for a new body. And when that new body is found, God is going to pick our soul and put it in that new body. He's going to give us a new place to live, a new heaven and a new earth. And in that heaven and a new earth, there's not going to be no more sin, because the sinful ones, that's not going to enter in there. They're going into the bodily pit, in the pits of hell. And that's why Jesus has gave us the right to the tree of life. He gave us eternal life through him. You see, we have to follow this great redemptive activity accomplished by Jesus. Jesus paid it all for us. Paid it all. And we didn't have to pay one dime. He paid it all by when they even stripped him, beat him. Jesus paid it all for
us. Redeemer. Hallelujah.
God here sent his Holy Spirit into the church and into the world to invite all non-believers come to Jesus through faith they might receive the gift of eternal life. Faith is the key here because faith is the substance of things, a hope for an evidence of things not seen. But faith is what we need, just a little bit of faith. You see, it's better to put our trust in the one that we can't see, and then the one that we can see today, day by day. We always want to not put our trust in things eternal, because things eternal belongs to God. See, he gives us this gift of eternal life and becomes the children and the servants of God. So we, when he give us this, we become his children. And we become his servants. If you are still a non-believer, you may be shocked to learn that the Holy Spirit of God is in the world today. that he might invite you to become a believer in Jesus Christ. The words of our text declare that the purpose for the church and of the Holy Spirit is to invite you to come to who? Jesus. Come unto him, all who are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me. My way. Learn my way. You have to learn Jesus' way. Because Jesus is. He's the fountain of living water. Water that runs down. And we don't have to thirst again. He said, the water that I have for you is a well spring up into everlasting life. You don't have to go to the well to draw no more. All you got to do is allow Jesus to give you the living water.
Yes.
The living water that will never run dry. You don't need no bucket. You don't need no rope. All you need is a little faith so that you can be able to accept him for who he is.
Yes,
and whom he is. God's son Jesus. He has that water for you. That living water. He invites you today. Come to him. And don't wait. Because tomorrow is not promised to you. The word of our text that declares us that we need to go to Jesus Christ. And he alone, Lord have mercy, can quench the thirst of your soul. See, our souls sometimes thirst. Our souls need a nourishment, need some living water. Here you find our scripture reading urges us to listen attentively and responsibly as the Holy Spirit of God speaks to our innermost being. God is speaking here right now. Jesus, in the closing days of his ministry, detained some of the activities of the Holy Spirit who would come on the day of Pentecost. One of the primary functions of the Holy Spirit was to bear testimony to people, not just to them, but to their conscience regarding who Jesus Christ is and what he came to do. You see here, point is, we got to listen to the Holy Spirit because of his divine person. Listen. Open up your ears. The Holy Spirit is more than just an influence. Holy Spirit is more than just a power, like magnetic or electricity or gravity. The Holy Spirit is a divine person of God. He uses various means and communication with you. The Holy Spirit is more, Lord have mercy, than a magnetic, more than electricity, more than gravity. Holy Spirit, a divine person of God, and uses various means of communication with you. The first mean here today that I'm going to bring to your attention that the Holy Spirit communicates with us. The Holy Spirit uses the scripture. You see, the scriptures in the Bible is leads us by his holy power. You see, the Holy Spirit, it opens up our minds, and it allows us to understand. It gives us wisdom of what we study in his word. And the scriptures teaches us. The scriptures guides us the scriptures will lead us in that plain path of righteousness. So that's why we have to study in season and out of season the scriptures. Not only that, Holy Spirit uses the church as a communicator. You see, it uses the church as a communicator. You see, we are here for one another in the church. One can't make the church by itself. The church is made up of more than one baptized believer. It's made up of baptized believers. It's a word that make up the church on their own. We got to stop fooling ourselves. We got to understand that he is the leader of all the churches, that Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit uses individual believers as his spokesperson. He uses individual people to speak what he would have for them to speak. Holy Spirit used the bit of life to interrupt your thoughts and to speak to you if you have ears to listen. Is that all right? Can you imagine Holy Spirit speaking to us? That's what his job is. To speak to our innermost selves. Tell us when we are going off on the wrong way. Leads us back into the right way. Holy Spirit shows us. And when it speaks, it tells us. Then, Lord, that's why we have to give the Holy Spirit authority to be able to do what it's there for to do.
Mm-hmm.
We got to stop trying to do on our own. We got to turn it over to him. And because he knows more than we know. And so when we don't turn it over to him, a lot of time we mess up. A lot of time we go the wrong way. But why you ask the Holy Spirit, him living in you, and you don't give him authority to be able to work in you the way he wants to work, the way he wants to work it out for you, and you take it from him. It's no need to have him living in you, and then you don't have faith in him to trust him to get you out of what you're in. You still are letting him wreck, you begin to try to wreck on your own. And when you try to wreck on your own, you have to end up going back to him. Listen to the Holy Spirit because of his divine purpose for speaking. He speaks to those of you who are unsaved. He comes to you to convince you that the sin of unbelief is the sin that separates a man from God. We see in this world that we're living in, that we find that so many people are separated from God. If you don't have the Spirit living within you, you become separate from God. The Bible tells me, flesh is flesh and the Spirit is spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Spirit living on the inside of you. It draws you closer to God's bleeding side. You got the Spirit living on the inside of you. You would treat your brother like you want him to treat you. If you got the Spirit of God living on the inside of you,
Come on.
You would love like Jesus loved.
Oh, yes.
You got the Spirit of God living on the inside of you.
Come on.
You wouldn't backbite your sisters or your brothers. If you got the spirit living on the inside of you,
Jesus,
you would feed those that are hungry.
Jesus.
If you got the spirit living on the inside of you, you give those water when they're thirsty.
Ooh.
If you got the spirit of God living on the inside of you, you wouldn't run around here to there and think it's all right. If you got the spirit of God living on the inside of you,
yes,
you wouldn't lie to one another.
Yes,
if you got the spirit of God living on the inside of you,
Lord,
you wouldn't have to go down the wrong path. And then you wouldn't have to sneak around in the dark and knowing that it's going to come to the light. If you got the spirit of God living on the inside of you, you will treat your neighbor. You will treat your neighbor right. If you got it. Anybody say they got it. But you got to show it. You can't just keep on saying you got it. Our mouths are saying it, but our heart is far from it. We've got to say what we say. And it's got to line up with our hearts. Because if we've got the spirit of God living on the inside of us, we cannot allow, the spirit of God will not allow those things to happen. Because he says that what comes out defiles us. But what goes in, it do not defile us.
Yeah.
If you've got the spirit of God living on the inside of you, you will walk right. You will talk right.
Yeah.
You will be right. You will do right.
Oh.
If you've got the spirit of God living on the inside of you,
okay,
you will be able to walk on water. You'll be able to tread the highest mountain. You'll be able to even go into the wilderness and be fed.
Yeah.
If you've got the spirit of God living on the inside of you, you will be filled with his Holy Spirit, the spirit that runs down like water. If you've got the spirit of God living on the inside of you, you won't have to worry at all. You won't have to worry at all. If you've got the spirit of God living on the inside of you, and we need this spirit, we're living in a time where this world is in a bad place right now. We got to have that spirit, because if you can't even walk without that spirit holding your hand, you can't even talk without him talking through you or for you. You can't even eat without him feeding you. You see, we need that Holy Spirit. He is the great I am.
We need you, Holy
He
Spirit.
Is the great I am. He is the great I am. He is. Spirit.
First and the last.
Holy Spirit does not just come to convict you and convince you of your unsaved, lost condition, merely to make you feel negative about yourself, friends, inward misery and depression. See, the Holy Spirit stirs something up in us. You see, I know what I'm talking about. The Holy Spirit stirs up our conscience. It stirs us up so bad when we do something we ain't got no business doing. The Holy Spirit picks a nag at us. It begins to turn us. It begins to press us. It begins to speak to our inward parts and let us know that's not right. That's not of God. You got to change that way, because that's not God's way. God's way is love. God's way is peace. God's way is happiness. God's way is hope. God's way is to be able to love those that don't even love you. God's way, and it's Come on back, my brother. Come on back, my sister. Get back on that narrow way, because that's where Jesus is. You're going to be lost on that broad way. You've got to get on the narrow way. Stay on the narrow way. Walk on the narrow way. Lord, have mercy. So many of us have run off the narrow way. Got on the broad way. But I tell you, get ready to make an exit. Get back on that narrow way. The Holy Spirit, it speaks to us. Speaks to our inner world. Let us know that when we are doing something wrong, he comes to convert you from unbelief to belief, from rejection to acceptance. Only the Holy Spirit can take an x-ray of your heart, Lord have mercy. And not only your heart and your soul, and reveal to you your lost condition. Lord have mercy. He's got an x-ray eye. He can take x-rays of our heart and reveal us of our lost condition. He does this that he might attract to you to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He speaks to those of who are saved. Holy Spirit speaks words of comfort and assurance to the new convert. It is the plan of the Father God to communicate the new relationship that follows faith to every believer. Holy Spirit comes to speak words of encouragement and to provide us systems for living the Christian life. When one becomes a believer, God does not want us to attempt to live the Christian life in human strength alone. God says in his word, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you alone. Don't you know God is not going to leave us alone when we are converted into his family? When we start out on this journey, don't you know God is going to be right there with us? God is not going to turn his back on us. Yeah. He didn't turn his back on us when we was in the world and of the world. He was there waiting for us to come home and be with him. But see, God is going to walk with us when the road gets hard and the way is hard to tread down. When the hill begins to get hard to climb, when problems become, God is not going to leave us there. God is going to be there with us. When sickness comes, God is not going to leave us out. God is going to be there with us. God is not going to run from us. He's not going to leave us alone. If we are his children, the Holy Spirit provides the power that is needed to overcome evil, to reap the harvest of the spiritual being. You see, the Holy Spirit gives us the power to overcome the devil, overcome his scheme. The devil don't have no power over us. We only give the devil his power because if we let him come in, the devil can't come in on his own. We got to open up the door like we opened it up for Jesus to come in and let him come in. But we got to put him under our feet. Don't kick him around too long. Don't can around day by day with you. Because if you can around day by day with you, you're going to get caught. He's going to catch on. You're going to catch on to him. And he's going to have you the way that he wants you. So you got to put him on your feet right now. Right now. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Right now. Stomp on his head. Bruise it. And then when you do that, tell him, get thee behind me, Satan. Stay behind me. You don't belong in front of me. You can't lead me to the water. I'm not going to drink. I'm going to be like the horse. You can lead that horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. You can send a child to school, but you can't make him think. You see, that's the way you have to do Satan. Let him know that, Satan, you don't have no power over me. You cannot make me drink what I don't want to drink. You can't make me think what I don't want to think. You see, that's the way. That's the way. That's the way you have to treat him. Don't you know, my sisters and brothers, he's a real. He's real, I tell you. You got to watch him because he got tricks up his sleeve. He can catch you with your record. He can catch you at your lowest time. He can catch you when you're going through something. And then he preys on you. He preys on you like a raven wolf. And then he comes and he attacks you. And then he tries to get you in his control. The Holy Spirit. I'm on school now. Holy Spirit will also speak to the saved about the needs of those who do not yet know Christ as Savior. He will seek to enlist us in leading people to become believers in Christ. My final point here is, listen to the Holy Spirit because of his divine power. Only the Holy Spirit, God, has the power to produce the miracles of the new birth in the believer. Holy Spirit has divine power to enable us to develop a Christian disposition and character. He began his good work within us at the moment of conversion and will continue his work of seeking to produce within us the very character of Jesus Christ throughout our lives. Holy Spirit has been given to us out of victory over death and the grave. The indwelling gift of the Holy Spirit is God's guarantee that one day we will have complete victory over death and the grave because Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Our sin has left a crimson stain, but Jesus washed it white as snow. Listen to the Holy Spirit now. He invites you to receive Jesus Christ today. Nowhere in all of God's word do you find an encouragement to believe in Christ for the forgiveness of sin and the gift of new life tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day God wants to forgive your sins. Today is the day God wants you to become his child. Today is the day Christ wants to give you the gift of eternal life. Today is the day that the peace of God can be yours. The Holy Spirit invites you to him now while you have a time and while you have opportunity. Come to him. He said, come unto me. I will give you rest. All you got to do is come. Come and drink from my table. Come and drink from my fountain. Come and drink, and you will not be hungry no more. You will not be thirsty no more. If you will, just come. Come, come, come to me. That's what he said in his word. He said to us, come and let him who hears come. Let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely and come, 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 come. That's all you got to do is come unto him. And he will in no wise cast you aside. I know he will. He will not cast you aside because one day I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, saved to deep within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry. From the waters, he lifted me. Now, Saint of mine, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love picked me up, turned me around. Love planted my feet on solid ground. That's what I know. I know what I know. Jesus will be there for you when your brothers are gone. When they will not have no more to do with you, God, Son Jesus, will reach way fix your heart.
Hallelujah.
He will fix your mind.
Hallelujah.
He will fix you so that you be back whole again. He don't want a partial person. He want a whole person. And we have to give him all of us. All of us. All of us.
Jesus.
Has invited you.
Jesus.
To come.
Jesus. Come.
To come.
Come.
There might be one.
Come.
That don't know him.
Hallelujah.
Pardons of his
Hallelujah.
Sin. All you got to do is come.
Jesus.
Confess him with your mouth. Believe in your heart that he was raised from the dead.
Yes, Lord.
And thou shalt be saved.
Yes.
Come and drink from that fountain that will never run dry.
Never run dry.
Fountain of that is
Jesus.
Come from Emmanuel's vein. When sinners have already plunged, begin gives
Jesus.
Him. Lord, have mercy. Come now. Come.
Jesus.
Most holy God, our heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Lord, I pray right now that you would allow those that don't know you, let them come. Lord, I pray right now that those that know you, they got problems, got sickness, got any kind of problem that they can't solve. Let them come right now. Let them come and drink because you have water and you have medicine in the hem of your garment and you can heal where nobody else can heal. Lord, we thank you for what you have already done here. And I thank you, Lord, for the wisdom that you give me time and time again. Thank you for the preaching power that you give me to be able to preach your word in season and out of season. Lord, I thank you because I have the best instructor, the best teacher, and his name is Jesus, the one that sets high and the one that looks low, the one that keeps me day by day, the one that teaches me day by day. Lord, I pray now that you would just continue on blessing this radio station.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Continue on blessing Apostle and those that is participating here on this radio station. In the name of Jesus, I ask you tonight that if there's anything that they need, I ask you right now that you pull down your blessings upon them. Lord, open up your windows in the heaven above and give them what they really need to be able to be blessed people. Because, Lord, we know that we have a God that sets high and a God that looks low, that looks out for his children. Now, Lord, as I begin to leave from this space of worship, I pray, Lord, that you would just let your holy communion rest, rule, and abide within us, henceforth and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, I pray, and for your sake, I ask it all. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
My number is, once again, 804-313-5877. Thank you so much, my listeners. Thank you so much for Radio Land, for participating and listening time and time again. And I hope that every week that we are here on this station, that all of us will be as one. We will be on one accord. And not only that, I pray that more will come and join this radio station in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ask this, and I appreciate the time spent with you all, because time spent with you all, along with the time we spend it with the Lord, is not wasted time. It's not wasted time. It's not wasted time. It's time that's needed. And because God has a word for you. God has a word for you. Thank you so much for all that he has done and all that he's going to do. Keep your hand in his hand until we meet again. And be blessed the rest of the week. Go in peace, my sisters and my brothers.
Week.
And have a blessed week.
Yes.
And stay strong. Stay strong at a time like this.
Yes. Stay strong.
Stay strong. Stay strong. In Jesus' name.